Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Minister and Senior NDPP Leader Nipirio appeals to vote for PTA candidate for strong representation in the Lok Sabha. Congress Party releases manifesto for Lok Sabha elections. Chief Election Commissioner directs election officers to prepare booth-wise action plan for enhanced voter participation. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Budden says shared traditional values foster brotherhood among communities. Now the news in detail. People's Democratic Alliance PTA organized mass rally for Lok Sabha consensus candidate Dr. Chembenmuri today in Mokokchung and Wokhard districts. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister and Senior Party Leader of NDPP, Nipirio, appealed electorates to cast their vote for the PTA candidate so that the people of Nagaland can have a strong representation in the Lok Sabha. He expressed confidence that Muri will represent the people of Nagaland effectively. Senior Party Leader and Chairman PTA and President NDPP Chinwang Konyak, consensus PTA candidate Dr. Chembenmuri delivered campaign speeches. Congress Party today released manifesto for Lok Sabha elections in New Delhi. The manifesto was released in the presence of Party President Mallikarjun Kharge and Senior Party Leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. Kharge said his party's manifesto is based on Panch Nyay, five pillars of justice, including youth, women, farmers and labourers, as well as justice in opportunities as per population percentage. Highlights of the Congress manifesto were guarantee of national minimum wage at 400 per day, 1 lakh rupees per year to every poor family, reservation of 50% seats for women in central government jobs, legal guarantee for minimum support prices and national caste census. The Congress promised development of infrastructure and elimination of poverty by improving fortunes of 23 crore people over the next decade. The party has also promised abolition of application fees for government jobs, cashless health insurance up to 25 lakh rupees for universal health care, and filling up around 30 lakh vacancies in sanctioned posts in the central government. The poll document also talks about carrying out investigations into the electoral bond scheme. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has directed municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts to prepare booth-wise action plan for enhanced voter participation and behaviour change. He also asked them to prepare different strategies for urban and rural areas and plan interventions accordingly for different targeted audiences. The Chief Election Commissioner said this while chairing Election Commission meeting with municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts in New Delhi today. Kumar said 215 rural and 51 urban parliamentary constituencies with low voter turnout have been identified. CEC emphasized strategies to provide facilitation at polling stations, targeted outreach and communication, and involvement of critical stakeholders, local icons and youth influencers to persuade people to come to polling stations. Zingiki Pilimi Doyang Union of Zingiki Village Council under Wokhard District and Pilimi Village Council under Zunupadu District organized annual community fishing at Koko Doyang today. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Budden said the long-standing tradition holds deep cultural significance which symbolizes brotherhood between people. He said it is a time to reaffirm shared history, values and commitment to lift each other. During the community fishing, 18 villagers participated. The Deputy Chief Minister was also accompanied by other state legislators. The main objective of these inter-tribal practices is to preserve and uphold the age-old traditional traditions and cultures while fostering peaceful coexistence and mutual prosperity within and among different communities and villages. Nagaland Police has registered 28 cases in connection to illicit drugs, alcohol and arms and ammunition cases in the last 2 weeks. Out of the cases registered, 37 persons have been arrested. In a press release, Nagaland Police said that the exercise is in continuation of the statewide operation to combat widespread availability and usage of synthetic drugs and psychotropic substances and IMFL. In this regard, intensive checking of vehicles, raids and checking of hotels and restaurants are being carried out to control such illegal activities. Nagaland police further appeal the general public to provide information on sale or distribution of any illegal substances to the nearest police station or call your COP mobile app. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in a form of multiple-choice questions or GAIS-based questions, source-based integrated questions or any other type in Class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40% to 50%. On the other hand, the constructive response questions, including short answer questions and long answer type questions, as per the existing pattern, have been reduced from 40% to 30% in the 2024-25 academic session. The evaluation percentage for the select response type questions will remain the same, which is 20%. However, no change have been made to the composition of question papers for year-end examination for classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. Reserve Bank of India will soon allow to deposit cash through cash deposit machines using UPI. Till now, UPI is mainly used for money withdrawal or money transfer. Governor Shaktikanta Das today said, "This measure will further enhance customer convenience and make the currency handling process at banks more efficient." RBI has also proposed to permit the use of third-party UPI apps for making UPI payments from prepaid payment instruments wallets. This will further enhance customer convenience and boost the adoption of digital payments for small value transactions. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Das said MPC also decided to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. The governor said real GDP growth for 2024-25 is projected at 7.0%. In connection with the upcoming general election to the 18th Lok Sabha, districts conducted election-related activities. DC and DEO Mukukchung Suvise Pochi convened a briefing session for polling personnel in preparation for the second phase training and briefed the attendees of their duty. He asked them to commit themselves to ensuring a fair and peaceful electoral process. In the second round of training in Kohima, polling officials were urged to work with dedication. Demonstration on EVMs and VVPATs were made. In Bukobudo, master trainers and Tengbemo Hamzoi and Kuvili Wotsa trained personnel on different polling and voting procedures, along with hands-on training on EVMs and VVPATs set up. The death toll has risen to 10, while more than 1,000 people have been injured in a powerful earthquake that hit Taiwan earlier this week. The tremors caused the most damage in Hualien, leaving the remote region cut off from the rest of Taiwan. This was the strongest earthquake which has affected Taiwan in 25 years. According to reports, 18 people are still missing, including 4 Indians, Canadian and Australian. Meanwhile, an earthquake of 6.1 magnitude hit Japan yesterday. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Chief Minister and senior NDPP leader Nipirio appeals to vote for PDA candidate for strong representation in the Lok Sabha. Congress Party releases manifesto for Lok Sabha elections. Chief Election Commissioner directs election officers to prepare booth-wise action plan for enhanced voter participation. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button says shared traditional values foster brotherhood among communities. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.